Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Everybody, so welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly the global debt mountain and secondly today's triple witching. So firstly, we look at the peaks and valleys of the global debt mountain. This debt mountain is rising. This is a worry, but it does come with some silver lining. The bad news is that the total amount of debt globally is now over $300 trillion. This is equal to $39,000 per person on the planet. The culprit here is rising government debt, with fiscal deficits still stuck above pre-pandemic levels, and the election timetable heavy and not helping. But more positively, the ratio of global debt to GDP has actually fallen for a third year as inflation has driven up nominal economic growth. And this has more than offset this buildup in government debt. The other silver lining is that companies and households have both been deleveraging. And this is reflected in the resilient consumption environment and also in the narrowing of corporate credit spreads. But the wide differences we see in debt levels globally also tell us a lot about the policy stakes ahead. For example, Japan has by far the highest levels of government debt. That's why they've had interest rates in negative territory for so long. It will also mean that they're likely to only be able to raise interest rates slowly. On the flip side, China has by far the world's most indebted companies. One reason why they've been cracking down on leverage in the property market, and another one why they've been moving so slowly to re-stimulate the economy for fear of reinflating this debt bubble. The second topic we're looking at is today's quarterly triple witching in the US. This is the name given to the expiry on the third Friday of March, June, September, and December of US stock options, index futures, and index options. It used to be known as the quadruple witching when it included US stock futures until they stopped trading in 2020. This event, of course, comes on top of the normal stock market volume and combines to make these triple witching days the four heaviest traded volume days of the year. So this is when traders need to decide whether to close, to roll, or to offset their expiring positions. And this is really focused on that last trading hour of the day. So we see this extra volume as an accelerant of trends and of volatility. If it's a calm day in markets, it can often pass near unnoticed, but it can also accelerate or worsen a day that is already seeing heightened volatility. And it obviously comes at an important time with markets already sitting on the big gains off the October low and ahead of next week's key FOMC meeting and new dot plot. Long-term investors may just choose to ignore it all, but traders may want to buckle up. So that's it. Please go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.